chapter 6, Mishnah 7, Hamashlish Mas Lebisoy, one who deposits money for his daughter. And what he does over here is he gives the money to a trustee, and he says to the trustee, purchase property, and that property will provide the dowry for my daughter's wedding. And then what happens is the father dies. Before the trustee can do anything, the father dies. And now there's a, what do you do? What does the trustee do? Does he carry on and, you know, or... Okay, so what's the scenario? And one other point is that after that the daughter is in erusin, meaning she's between betrothal and marriage. So she says, "Vehiomeris ne'man ba'ali alai, give the money. I trust my future husband, or you know, my betrothal. So give him the money. Don't worry buying land and whatever." Yase ashlish ma shehushlish biyado, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, no, once the trustee has been appointed by the father to buy land, etc., for the dowry, you can't change that, and that's what he has to do, even though the daughter says, rather give it to the husband. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees. He says, v'chi eina ela sade. He says, no, because if it was already in land, v'hi rotz lamachra, she could sell it, and give it to the husband. She could sell the land, take the money, and give it to the husband. So harehi mechurimachshav. So it's like as if she's already sold it. Why, he says to the trustee, why go through the trouble of buying the land and giving it to the daughter? And the minute she gets the land, she can sell it, get the money, and give the money to the husband. Let's short circuit all of that and just give the money to the husband as per her request. So disagrees. And b'ma'advrim oimrim, so that's a dispute, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. So it brings it to the end over here that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, which means that they have to follow, the trustee has to follow his instructions. He can't change it. And then just finish with the Mishnah, b'ma'advrim oimrim, what are we talking about? B'gdoila, where the woman is a major, she's an adult, right? But aval b'katana, but if she's a minor and she doesn't have the ability to transact on her own, ein ma'aseh katana klum. So because the act of a minor is meaningless, in this case, Avia, everybody would agree that they follow the trustee's instructions. So when you put those two together, it comes out actually you always follow the trustee's instructions and purchase the land, and the land will then be like, you know, security or whatever for her dowry.